You don't get much more blue collar than a grind the axe mentality. Grind the axe has been the Beavers' motto for several years now. It means that nothing will come easy. It means that you get rewarded for your hard work. The Beavers have had to get back to work this week after a 37-34 week one loss last week to Minnesota State Mankato, a game in which the Beaver head coach thought they should have won handily.
The message was pretty clear. It was probably direct to you on the radio and direct to our players after the game, like taking nothing against Mankato or taking away from them, but we can't give things away. And I felt like we gave too many opportunities to a good team, which probably was a direct result in why the scoreboard looked the way it did at the end of the game, and we came up short. So the message was, let's worry about the guys in the mirrors. Let's worry about our team, our staff, worry about what Bemidji State can do. I told them straight out, like, hey, we can beat any team on our schedule. But the sad fact in this, I see you can lose anybody if you're not locked in and you have too many mistakes. So we found out that firsthand in a hard lesson where I thought we possibly were the better team, but keep them on the short end of the stick. And on the flip side, we won these games last year. We got to find a way to continue to do that. That's kind of been our MO at BSU, is find a way to be in games in the fourth quarter and find a way to win it and come out on the right side of the ledger. So we got to continue to do that. And our captains have been around the block. They get it. And I think we'll be leaning on those guys and expect those guys to rebound.
So, yeah, the Beavers got back to work this week. It's exactly what you'd think they would do. They put their heads down and got back to work. They soldiered on. Let's not kid ourselves. The Beavers flashed glimpses of being great last week. A quarterback who threw four touchdowns, including touchdowns to guys you wouldn't think would catch touchdowns. Running backs for 66 yards? Yep.
Alone in the backfield. Three receivers to the near side. Movement up front. No flags. Pass deep down the far sideline. And it is caught there at the far sidelines. All the way into the end zone for a touchdown. It's Bemidji State.
But a muffed punt at the three, a pick six, and a fumble recovery for a touchdown. Mind you, all in the first half. Beavers down 30-13. The Beavers put their heads down and soldiered on. Raised back to take a lead late against the Mavericks.
Play pass. Alt throws deep down the right side. Numbers has Molio at the 10. Stops. Cuts back. Dives in. Touchdown, Bemidji State's Brendan Molio. What a pass and what a catch. And what a run after the catch for Molio. 1:16 left in the third. It's 30-25.
Huge play in for Bolio. I mean, that just shows your experience. The throw was coming left back shoulder. That's where he was looking. It went to the other side, so he had to turn and make an adjustment. Makes the catch, then makes two Mavericks miss on his way to the end zone.
Wow.
Beaver captain Zolly Kaplan has no doubt that his team will put their head down and get back to work and soldier on today.
You know, we were kind of in the same position after week four last year. You know, we were 2-2. Get to look ourselves in the mirror, and I think that's where we're at right now. Where do we want to go from here? But you know, we're not hanging our heads. We're not down on ourselves. We all know we should have won that game. So now it's just motivation to go prove what we can do against Augie.
Last year, the Beavers ended the season of the Augustana Vikings. You remember it. I remember it. They remember it. I just don't know that it'll mean that much once the ball is kicked off today. Last year was last year. Last year, the history books. Today, the current. To live in the now, and hopefully 3 hours in our future, Beavers walk off this field victors once again. Our Budweiser pregame show, next, right here on the Beaver Radio Network.